Disney Mars was tiny compared to its famous terrestrial forebears, but once you were inside, there was no way of telling that. By means of dioramas and holographic projections, it showed Mars as men had once believed or dreamed it might be, and as one day they hoped it would be. Although some critics complained that a brain man session could create exactly the same experience, that was simply untrue. One only had to watch a Mars child stroking a piece of genuine Earth rock to appreciate the difference. Martin was much too young to enjoy the excursion, and was left in the safe care of the latest model Dorcas home robot. Even Mirelle was not really old enough to understand everything that she was seeing, but her parents knew that she would never forget it. She squealed with fearful delight when H.G. Wells's tentacled horrors emerged from their cylinders, and watched in awe as their monstrous tripod stalked through the deserted streets of a strange alien city, Victorian London. And she loved the beautiful Deja Thoris, Princess of Helium, especially when she said sweetly, "Welcome to Barsoom, Mirelle." John Carter, however, had been all but eliminated from the scenario. Such bloodthirsty characters were definitely not the sort of immigrant the Martian Chamber of Commerce wished to encourage. Swords, indeed. Why, if they weren't handled with great care, pieces of metal fashioned with such criminal irresponsibility might cause serious injuries to bystanders. Mirelle was also fascinated by the strange beasts that Burroughs had scattered so lavishly over the Martian landscape. However, she was puzzled about one piece of exobiology which Edgar Rice had passed over rather lightly. "Mother," she said, "was I hatched from an egg?" Charmaine laughed. "Yes and no," she answered. "But it certainly wasn't like the one that Deja laid. I'll ask Library to explain the difference when we get home." "And did they really have machines that could make air so that people could breathe outside?" "No, but old Burroughs had the right idea. That's exactly what we're trying to do. You'll see when we've gone through the Bradbury section." And out of the hills came a strange thing. It was a machine like a jade-green insect, a praying mantis, delicately rushing through the cold air, indistinct, countless green diamonds winking over its body, and red jewels that glittered with multifaceted eyes. Its six legs fell upon the ancient highway with the sound of a sparse rain which dwindled away, and from the back of the machine, a Martian with melted gold for eyes looked down at Thomas as if he were looking into a well.